Anne-Marie, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me in studio.
Hi, Amber. Thanks for having me.
Delighted to have you here. So tell us, first of all, Anne-Marie, a little bit about yourself. This was your background and where you're from.
I'm from Inchbeach in County Kerry. So I grew up there. My main background is, I guess, I did design in college. I went to art college in Limerick, where I stayed for a good few years. And then after that, I moved to Boston for about 10 years, where I continued with design. I moved home in 2019 in the summer, just before COVID. And I went back and did a media production course at Kerry ETV or Kerry College. And that was photography and video. After that, I went back to do a master's in marketing. And it was there then that I realized this wasn't the path that I want to keep going down. I was thinking about something else that I had been thinking about for a long time based on my own personal journey of self-discovery. So I veered from the marketing and started my business, Honour and Bloom.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about Honour and Bloom, I suppose, what the whole business is about and what you offer.
So Honour and Bloom is a self-discovery and wellness brand built around the power of journaling and creative expression. It's about going on your own journey inward to find out who you are as a person. It's about your emotional well-being, connecting with yourself. The whole thing about it is really is to connect with your inner self so that you can build better relationships with the people around you. And I use journaling as a tool to do this.
Brilliant. So tell us a little bit about the journal, I suppose, the makeup of it, I suppose, and how people can use it.
The You Are Enough guided journal. I spent nearly 2 years creating the journal. So it wasn't just based on my own experience. I also had different mental health professionals look over it at times. I had real life users look over it. It went through around 5-6 revisions before, you know, it was finalized. I had at each different stage, different people looked over it. And each time it refined the journal so that would be the best for the person who is going to be using it. So that was always my aim, to make this the best journal for the user in mind, of someone going on a journey who either is starting out on a journey of self-discovery, or they want to start journaling and they don't want blank pages, or they're at a different stage in their life and they just want to connect more with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And it's a really great idea. And I can imagine it's probably very fulfilling for you as well to see people actually using the journal now and getting great benefit from it.
Yeah, definitely. When I get the feedback, like, oh my God, this is so different to what's out there. It's so detailed. And, you know, a lot of people come back and they say they resonate with my story, or, you know, just that it's a great tool for them to use. Like, that's the whole aim of creating a journal, is that it will help the people who use it.
Absolutely. Before we talk about, I suppose, what's in it, maybe that makes it different and those kind of details, I want to talk to you a little bit about your own story as well, Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
Can you share your own story with us?
So I started my own journey of going inward in 2014. I was living in Boston and I thought I just had to make a couple of changes. Like, you know, I stopped drinking and partying every weekend. I put the focus on my career. So I thought, that's it now. Everything's going to go great. And I remember, say, even going into where I worked at the time, and this is probably 3 months in, and a friend saying, oh my God, you must feel amazing. You're not drinking. And I remember the question really hit me, because I wasn't feeling amazing. I was actually starting to feel a lot worse. I was just not myself. It's like all the things that I had maybe been numbing with distractions for years started surfacing. That really started my own journey. And I started all these kind of, like, you know, looking for different therapies, like going to Reiki. I started going to therapy. So, you know, I was looking for all these answers, trying to fix myself, but I wasn't fixing myself. I was still kind of in a distraction phase, because I was putting everything into work. Mm-hmm. Even though I remember even my brother saying, do you think you're trying too hard? You know, I was kind of overdoing the self-help, we'll say. Then I learned about journaling. I have done so many different things over the years. I learned I have such an overactive mind. I'm a really big overthinker. I have to do lots of different things to help with that. In 2023, I also found out I had ADHD. So that explains some of the things I've been dealing with for most of my life that I didn't know really impacted, because you do a lot of masking that you don't even know you're doing, because you know how you're supposed to act in society, but you can hide it because it's all happening inward in your head. Okay. Ever since then, really, it's been a journey of figuring myself out, being more accepting of myself and loving myself more. And, you know, that has taken me a lot of time to get to the place where I am today. I found, like, I used to find a lot of distractions. Being busy was one of them, putting focus on career. So now I'm at the stage, even though it's funny because I've started this business and stuff, but this is something that I'm doing because I feel like from passion, like it's something I feel I'm meant to do. Whereas before it was kind of about proving myself.
I know you were saying to me as well, you know, that you had low self-esteem and anxiety and emotional eating was an issue for you as well. How did journaling, I suppose, you know, as well as all the other therapies that you went through, how did it help you in terms of overcoming some of those issues or dealing with them maybe in a little bit better way than you had been before?
I think journaling really helps me because I have such an overactive mind that I can let things spiral and it can last for days. When I get into an overthinking spiral, it can last for days. But if I write about it, it kind of takes the heaviness out of something that I'm feeling. And the more I write, the more it's better out than in. So the writing is a way to help me just get it out of my head, get the feelings out. And it kind of then you don't feel as strongly about whatever it is you were feeling.
Absolutely. No, it's a great tool and a great therapy, I can imagine, for people as well. Because as you said, it's getting the thought process down in a paper, I suppose, and helping you deal with it then from there onwards.
Yeah, definitely. It really gets your thoughts out. You can look at it and see patterns if you've been writing for a while. I use it creatively as well. Like when I was creating the Honour and Bloom journal, as I was working through all the sections that I was putting in the journal, something would come up for me and that would lead to me writing a poem. I first wrote a poem in 2016 and I was going to journal what I was feeling because I was 2 years into my journey at that stage and I couldn't understand what was going on with me. And I remember going to write, like as in journal. And then when I looked back over what I had written, it was actually came out as a poem. So that's one of the ways that it helps me. So creatively, sometimes I might feel something or see something and it makes me write something like from flow. And then what I'm left with is like, it comes out as a poem.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Really therapeutic, I can imagine as well.
Yeah.
You mentioned, I suppose, that there's a lot of detail, a lot of different sections in the journal. So if I was to open it and look at a copy now, can you talk me through some of the things that are in it, I suppose, and how it helps guide people through that journaling process?
Yeah. So first off, the thing about this journal is that it's guided every step of the way. At the start of the journal, you know, I give a bit about my own story, how to use it, the different sections. So what you have is weekly journaling with a weekly theme and prompts. And then you have a daily morning and evening practice that you do every day. So the first theme is personal values, either self-love, self-care, setting boundaries, relationships. So it brings you on this 12-week journey with each of these themes, a focus each week. So you go into a bit from my own, a personal story from myself, and then it brings you into the weekly theme. So like say the first one is personal values. That then brings you some tips on making up your own personal values. And then there's journaling prompts to help you dive deeper into the theme. And then there's like setting a weekly intention for yourself. And then there's like 3 blank pages that you can write whatever you want. You can do the journaling prompts and there's a doodle page so you can get a bit creative and just scribble or draw or do whatever you want on that page. And then we go into the morning practice, which is your daily gratitude, your daily affirmations, daily thoughts, and how can I show self-love today? And that's to get you started in the morning in the right way. And then the evening practice is just like very simple. How was your day? You know, sometimes somebody doesn't even ask you, how was your day? So whether good or bad, you can write down a few lines there on that. And then it goes into your emotions. So name 3 emotions you felt today. And then that leads into, you know, why did you feel those emotions? Is there anything you can do to either, you know, combat a negative emotion or enhance a positive one? So that way, when you look back every day, you can see, oh, this caused me negativity every day, or, you know, this caused me positivity every day. I should do more of this. Mm-hmm. You know, this makes me feel better. And then at the end of the week, there is highlights and reflections part. Mm-hmm. First, you look back at the weekly theme and what you learned about it. Like, how can I, you know, incorporate more of this theme into my life moving forward? And then you have looking back, did you keep up with the weekly intention that you did? And then you look back at your emotions and see what have I learned about my emotions this week? Any patterns, or you just look deeper at that. And then there's like weekly wins, challenges, what brought you happiness during the week? And then you go on to the next theme.
Brilliant. It's fantastic. It is very detailed, which is great, but obviously very helpful for the people using it then as well, because it's, I suppose if you've never journaled before, it's very structured and it helps you along the way. What kind of feedback are you getting from people who have used it so far?
the feedback has been amazing. You know, the first thing obviously they notice is the quality of it. It's very high-end quality materials used. It comes in a beautiful black magnetic gift box. Then after that, they notice it's so detailed and they can see a lot of work went into creating it. And then after that, just how they find using every day, which is like, they find it really useful. It starts the day on a positive note for them. It's getting them to check in and see how they're feeling. You know, after a few weeks, they can look in and say, oh, I can see a pattern here. This is something I might need to change. The overall feedback's been really amazing.
That's brilliant. And it's great for you as well, because I know you mentioned you put a lot of hard work into it. I think years went into this, I suppose, and you wanted it to be perfect before it launched. And you did eventually launch last September. So it must be fabulous to get that feedback and for people to be happy with the final product that you put endless hours into.
No, it's amazing when you get the feedback, or even like, you know, a message online from someone saying, oh my God, I love this. You know, I can't wait to get it. Or when they get it and they look at it and say, oh, I can see so much work's gone into it. Because obviously, you know, you've put a lot of work in it. But like, that doesn't matter unless it is actually of benefit to the person using it. So that's the most important thing to me, that it actually does help the user. Like the whole thing about the brand, I want it to be a place where people come to and they just resonate with it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, one day maybe someone will see a post and be like, oh, that might be for me today, because there's different messages on it. But with the journal, yeah, after working on it for nearly 2 years, I remember, you know, I was told you should get this out there, but it never felt right. And like, then some people be like, you're being a perfectionist. And I'm like, no, but I had to go over it and I would see changes and I'd want to change until the last time I looked over it and I knew it was ready. And then I sent it to print.
I think as a society, especially in the last couple of years or so, we're all kind of, I suppose, that bit more mindful, I think, as well, you know, be it with ourselves or with other people as well. Is that something that you're noticing, that more and more people now are maybe looking for something like this journal to kind of help them, I suppose, because that's kind of where we are as a society, maybe?
I definitely think that, because the thing is, there's so much noise outside of ourselves. There's online, social media, we should be doing this, we should be living this way. We're not living as good as the other person. Somebody has a better life than us. And the whole thing I have with Honour and Bloom is bring it all back to self, to you, and simple things. Like the things that help me are very simple. Like I bang on about walking in nature. It makes me feel amazing. Quietens my busy head. Journaling is a very simple thing. You know, eating well, doing exercise. We don't always do all these things at the same time. But when you do them, they're very simple things and they work. Mm. But there is so much outside noise for people. You know, a lot of pressure. And I think more and people are actually getting a bit tired of social media. They're kind of quietening the feed and the distraction, because it's not helping people.
If anyone is listening and they want to find out more about the business, or if they want to get their hands on one of the journals, is it through your website, or how can they do that?
Yeah, they can find the journal. They can buy online at honourandbloom.com, and or it's in Easton St. Clarny at the moment, or Murray Arties at the Gap of Dunloe.
Fantastic. And just before we finish up, Anne-Marie, in terms of having your own business, I suppose, and you mentioned it's going quite well so far, how does it compare to your expectations maybe when you were at the early stages where you had this idea and you were thinking maybe this might become a business? How does the reality compare to that?
I think I found the early stages are hard, but I was in my element working on it. So it's behind the scenes. The hard part is now, because you have to put yourself out there and you have to show up at events. And I liked working very much behind the scenes. So I really had to come out of my comfort zone since the launch. Obviously, there were times when people would, you know, I'd be explaining what I was working on and, you know, the response wasn't what you wanted. Like, I think it was a bit of like, what is it you're actually doing? There was not a lot of understanding. Okay. So that was interesting when I was working on it. So, you know, you learn quickly, don't tell everyone what you're working on. Not everyone's going to get it. It's better to show things. I think with this, it's when people see it and they look through it, they realize what it is and they understand the value of it. But when you're talking about an idea, sometimes not everyone will get it. You know, that can be quite difficult. But I have to say, I have been very supported since I, you know, launched with everything, and it's been really, really good.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic, and it sounds like it's a really great business, and it's really helping people as well, which is hugely important. But thanks so much for coming in, for talking to us about it. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Sel, for having me. It's been great.